These are bills that have already been racked up. And we need to pay them. And Republicans in Congress have two choices here. They can act responsibly and pay America's bills, or they can act irresponsibly and put America through another economic crisis.
Ah, we got to blow the roof off the debt ceiling. Hey, everybody. That's the president. I'm Kate Delaney, and this is America Tonight. The debt ceiling, the debt ceiling. Do we get up to $20 trillion? When do we say enough is enough? Will we ever have a balanced budget? Lots of questions coming up here in this hour of America Tonight from Americans for Prosperity out of Washington, D.C. We're going to talk to Levi Russell about what are the biggest tax and spending myths. What does it mean if we once again push up the debt ceiling? Where does it all stop? And will Congress ever be truly accountable? How about if they work 5 days a week and actually stay in Washington a little bit longer? It seems like they're always on a tarmac somewhere. I'm not saying everyone, before I start to get some nasty emails. All right, if you've never listened to America Tonight, it's about the buzz in your backyard and mine, the conversation, a conversation you can throw in on at 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Also coming up this hour, we're going to check the mailbag. You had tons of opinions. If you can't call in, another way to get to us is go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing. You are in just like that. Let your thoughts flow. Feel free to vent. Feel free to vent. Saw a list today of celebrities who are against guns. Do you think it was a short list or a long list? What do you think? If you said long list, ding, ding, ding. But what were we expecting? A list was published. I was looking at the list. Kevin Costner's on the list. Sean Connery's on the list. Sheryl Crow is on the list. Matt Damon's on the list. Danny DeVito, Michael Douglas. It goes on and on and on. Has-beens, current hot actors and actresses and uber successful in their time actors or actresses or directors or whatever. Sylvester Stallone's on the list. Tim Robbins is on the list. Julia Roberts is on the list. And here's the question. It was published in a couple of different places, but where I saw it was on the Daily Caller. Do we care, the big list of who hates guns, especially the celebrities? It's not shocking. Is this shocking to anyone, the list, this pretty long list? It's not every celebrity. Do we know the names of every celebrity? The reason I bring up guns at the top is because the president is going to bring up guns, banning assault weapons, limiting ammunition and background checks. Do you think of the three, and there's probably more things, do you think any of those things gets approved by Congress? Let's let you in on a secret. There are 100 amendments attached to the gun legislation. 100 amendments attached to that. Initially, it looked like there might be 100 amendments once it went through the works because of all the demagoguery going on. But the 100 amendments instead were stuck on the Sandy legislation. Easy to get it confused. $50 million plus dollars to fund all the people in New Jersey and New York who can't rebuild, aren't getting their insurance money for whatever reason, and desperately need it. Remember, Sandy happened back in October. So instead, because of all the amendments that were stuffed inside of it, more than a Thanksgiving Day bird, it might take some time to sort it all out. When you start to get that many amendments, that's when people protest, and that's when things do not happen. Anyway, Levi Russell in the wings, sitting there in our green room with his feet propped up, ready to talk to us here on America Tonight. We'll check the mailbag, like I mentioned, and then the home run for us will be we can count at the tail end of the hour. We can count how many executive orders attached to rumors have been flying around that the president has 19 executive orders on guns. 19 of them. That would be a bold move. Bold move to be able to do that. Vice President Joe Biden told a group of House Democrats on Monday that the first definitive statements about the response to the horrific tragedy out of Sandy Hook Elementary School, 20 young kids, 6 and 7 dead, and then 6 others, teachers, principal, etc. So the focus on the executive orders is the result of the White House and other Democratic folks acknowledging the political difficulty of enacting any new gun legislation. Wow. How much has Newtown, Connecticut affected guns and the conversation and the policy in this country? A ton. A ton. It's the gift that keeps on giving or not. And there's some misconceptions also floating around that need to be cleared up. Who can, who cannot own a gun? Who's applying for the permits? Every state is different. It just depends on what state you live in as to how it's being handled. And there are a lot of states that are very slow to move on guns, to weigh in on new gun laws. Just a month after that massacre, more than three-fourths of the states have no plans to weigh new firearm restrictions this year, and 6 states are considering loosening the actual grip of the red tape. 11 states are considering new gun laws. 11 of them. Ooh. And some of the strongest gun control in play right now has to be Connecticut, Colorado, same thing. That you got to spread some honey, brother. Because if it's all, you know, they say blank and vinegar, fill in the word, then you never get to what you're trying to accomplish. And Christie definitely has a grand plan. Will they make it there or not is the key question. Another key question floating around these United States, we've already talked about it, flu season, to get the flu shot or not. Some people are under definite advisement not to get a flu shot, while others are told, go out, get it. I think it depends, same thing, your immune system, how old you are. Are you active? What are you taking? That kind of stuff. But we're going to talk about the flu and how many of you have weighed in so far on flu shots. Yay or nay? Have you gotten the flu? What's the worst flu you've ever been knocked out of? I got a note from my friend. I'm just going to bet that one of my friends was down for a week. I'm just going to bet that she had some kind of a flu or was approaching the flu, because she had flu-like symptoms. Wow. So, buckle up, strap in, and get ready. Coming up next, we're talking about the dollars and cents of D.C. with Levi Russell. And if you want to chime in, you can do that in our segment after that at 855-266-5283. That means you, Pete, in Texas, hang through.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Everybody's talking about the flu, to get the shot, not to get the shot, and can you find a place, a clinic somewhere where you can actually roll up your sleeve and have it happen anyway. I'm in Tampa, Florida, and they're out of the stuff. I was at Walgreens the other day, and they had people lined up all over the place and said, we're out of it. Dr. Scott Gephardt joins us. He's an internist, a board-certified internist from Tampa. How about that? And, Doc, I'll tell you what, it's true. I've gone to a couple places, and they said they didn't have any, and they were waiting to get more. And Tampa's not unique in this. This is happening around the country. So are people, is this unusually high that more people are getting shots? There's more publicity about it. People are more worried about it. What's the deal?
Well, people are more worried about it, and the flu season has hit earlier this year than it has in the past, and it is getting a lot of media coverage, especially in the Northeast.
Is it a particularly, I don't know what I want to say, is it a particularly strong type of flu, strain of flu this time around, or what's happening? Because from what I understand, it is, and it's grabbed hold of a lot of younger people, a lot of older people, but we hear this, it seems like, every other year.
Yeah, and I agree with you. There always is, tends to be a lot more hype, depending on what else is going on. But this flu season, most of it is a flu A type. You also have a flu B. It is a subtype that originally was out of California, several years ago, and it has had a recurrence this year. I do not know that it is, essentially more grave than it has been in the past. More people are reporting flu-like symptoms, and there's been, from the statistics I looked at today, roughly a little over 3,000 documented cases nationwide.
Wow. Who is it the most dangerous for when the flu takes hold of them?
The people that have weakened immune systems. That tends to be the elderly, the sickly, the people who don't take care of their health in general, also younger patients in the pediatric population, though currently there's only 20 deaths that have been attributed to this nationwide.
Wow, 20 deaths. So, you know, here's the other thing.
There are people in the pediatric population.
There's people that will call the show across the United States. I had a couple of calls recently where the debate is on as to whether or not you really need to get a flu shot. And I'll confess to you, I have never had a flu shot, but knock on wood, I'm really, really healthy. Am I playing with fire?
In my personal opinion, it all depends on how well you take care of your overall health and what precautions you take. I'm around a lot of sick individuals, obviously. I do not get the flu shot for myself. It's basically an individual position along with what they agree with their physician. I do the steps necessary to make sure my immune system is strong, and therefore I would rather do those things, because besides just the flu, you have all the other viral illnesses that go around at this time of year.
Yeah. All right, so you're a doctor. You just said it. You do the steps necessary. Doc, help us out. How do we build up our immune system? What do we need to do?
Oh, hey, number one, we got to eat right. Good nutrition is critical. We also need to take a good vitamin D3 supplement and get some sunshine. We have to manage stress effectively. Stress is a killer in many ways, and it really brings down the immune system. Exercise is critical. Proper sleep is critical. And if you're around somebody who's sick, make sure you wash your hands and try and avoid contact as much as possible.
Yeah, why is it that people don't wash their hands? They should have these studies all the time. You're in the health business. It has to be frustrating to you. How simple is it to do that? But yet we find that people leave bathrooms and they don't wash hands. We've heard of that. There's people that work in the food industry, which I'm not accusing everyone out there of that, certainly, but they don't. What do we do to pound that into people's heads? It's simple, people. Wash your paws. I don't understand.
How to get something in the folks' head with what they're supposed to do. If I can figure that one out, you and I would proverbial be wealthy, because there's a lot of things that we know we're supposed to do, but we don't. I see that in a lot of areas, but people kind of take it for granted or they don't think about it.
Yeah. Yeah, Doc, talking about building up the immune system and taking the steps, what about the kind of vitamins that you should take? Do you believe in that? Should people take some vitamins? Is there, there's this thing that my mother used to take called Emergency, because it just went around and she swore by it that that's what you should take and you get that more of the vitamin C. Does that help too?
Well, in my opinion, it'd be great if everybody could get it through their food, but we don't. So I recommend a good multivitamin with a mineral. I believe in vitamin D3. I take it myself. Those are the most important ones to start with. There are other ones you can get, but I would get together with somebody, because it can be a rather long list. And it also depends upon possibly what you're lacking, and different individuals lack different things.
Yeah. I got a couple of notes on this, and remember it was a couple of years ago. I want to say it was 2009 when people were talking about the swine flu, and that keeps getting thrown up. Oh, well, talking about getting the flu. Remember the whole hoax with the swine flu? What was your take on ultimately what happened there?
Well, it turned into a lot of to-do about nothing.
Yeah.
But the thing is, with someone like this, you just never know what's going to happen. We're having an especially harsh winter in some parts of the country and milder in others, and that definitely affects it because it drives people indoors. Most of the flu, how they develop the flu vaccine is they monitor what's going on in the rest of the world, primarily in the Far East, because that's where most of these start, and then they migrate eastward. I was talking to people in California 6 weeks ago who were having flu problems, and we hadn't seen it out here yet, so I knew it was coming. It usually travels by air to airports and places like that. So, to sit there and say, well, this is going to be bad, this is not going to be so bad, it's really hard to say. It's kind of like Monday morning quarterbacking.
Yeah, you just never know. Perfect time for us to throw out the phone number, Doc, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're taking our own little unscientific poll on whether or not you're getting the flu shot, and if you went to go get a flu shot, was it available? Dr. Gephardt, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thank you. It was my pleasure. Anytime.
All right, the doc talked about the fact that people don't wash their hands. Come on, America, wash your hands. I've seen it. when I've traveled and gone through airport restrooms, women that are using the restroom and they are not washing their hands. And then there's the question of how many seconds do you keep your hands under the water and do you actually put soap on them? I've seen that too, where someone just sprays on some water. Oh man, what are you thinking? The restrooms are the dirtiest places. I won't even put anything down. You know, you see people plop things on the floor, their coat and whatever. If you can keep everything off the floor, keep everything off the floor. What a difference it would make. You heard him say it was one of the main things he mentioned. You know, what's interesting about the flu shot, and we kind of diverted there, so we moved away from financial. That's how we are in America, so that's how we roll. We offer a little bit of this and a little bit of that because we all have ADD, and this flu shot thing really is a massive buzz across the country. Patients can refuse a flu shot. Doctors, nurses can do that too, you would think. But some companies are forcing doctors to get it. U.S. hospitals are cracking down on their employees who won't get flu shots. And some workers have actually lost their job because they refused to get flu shots. Now, that's an interesting fair or foul. The flu is widespread in most states, as we were just having that conversation there. At least the 20 kids have died. Most doctors and nurses do get flu shots. But even that doctor didn't get the flu shots. So in the past 2 months, what's happened now is 15 nurses and some other hospital-type people in four different states have been fired for refusing to do it, and several other people resigned. In Rhode Island, one of three states with some of the tougher penalties behind a mandatory vaccination policy for healthcare workers, more than 1,000 signed a petition opposing the policy. You know, but then they say, who would hire people whose job is to protect sick patients refusing a flu shot? But here's the problem. And some of you have actually called about this. People are allergic to the flu vaccine. It is rare. Other people have religious objections, and others are skeptical about whether vaccinations will prevent flu and whether there's something we don't want in that vaccination. So there's a couple of different angles on this puppy. We go along and continue on our unscientific deal. You have the numbers 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
On this, at least through the mail, got a ton of snail mail. Let's head out to the mailbag now.
You have mail, mistress.
Ooh, you said it one more time, please.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, thank you very
now
much.
Now he's going to charge us double.
I know. That's my bad. You think Ted Anderson's going to write me a nasty note? Oh, Ted, don't, please. I'm a fall. I just like it when a man says, well, you know, we'll do what I want him to do. It's so rare.
Everyone's under financial constraints, and you're just spending money willy-nilly.
I'm like the government, I guess.
I know. You just used our You've Got Mail spending, quota, our budget for the next month.
All right. If you'd like to be the voice of You've Got Mail, please call in and talk to Matt. You can do that at 855-266-5283. We did get a lot of mail, and most of it's still centering around guns, because we know that the president is going to have a little speech about that, or certainly propose to Congress the fact that he wants to see a ban on assault weapons again and a limit on the kind of ammunition with mags and whatnot. And there's massive emotion in dealing with this because of what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, that awful, awful massacre. And a lot of the parents are starting to speak out now. And in Newtown, Connecticut, they're deciding whether or not they even want to keep Sandy Hook Elementary up. As in many mass shootings, often there is a public hearing, a couple of them sometimes, on whether to tear a specific building down or let it stand and renovate something, because it's so hard to get over it. It's the tragedy. And going by the classrooms or going by the area. So either they renovate or they tear down. And you had lots of thoughts on that, too, by the way. So let's head to that mailbag, as the man just said, and go to our first one. This one from TD, who says, "Hey, Katie, I have to tell you, I've been listening to this gun debate. It is rip-roaring on your show and the others. I think it's about time we had that conversation. I cannot believe that people, if they sincerely really think about it, and I understand the emotion and how it pours over, the grief must be absolutely overwhelming for those parents. There is nothing we can say to bring those kids back, and it is sickening. It is painful to, frankly, even hear the parents, and I applaud them. However, it is just insane to springboard into a removal of guns, starting with the assault weapons. My vote is definitely no on all of the above." Here's another one from Little Bob. "Hardly any man ever puts little in front of their name. I'm just saying. They just don't, not usually. So I know that's there's some clever reason why that nickname is that way." And LB says, "How can these people call your show, Kate? And I've heard on both sides of this, to be fair, and you always say that you invite right of right or left of left. How can people with a straight face call your show and think that there should be unlimited ammunition? For God's sake, wake up, people. I'm all about deer hunting. I have no problem with people going out, even if they want to sit in their sissy blinds and shoot beer like deer, shoot deer like fish in a barrel. But that shouldn't apply to humans. A shotgun is one thing. Somebody with massive, massive rounds should not be able to get the hands around those rounds in the first place. This still is part of the problem. How can most people not even support an assault weapons ban? These people are idiots. I apologize in advance to some of the listeners you may like who call America tonight." I was going to say 855-266-5283 if you agree. And here's another one. The NRA is saying Congress is not going to pass the weapons ban. I don't think they will either. And George agrees. George says, "Kate, it doesn't matter. It's all moot. The conversation is interesting, but we both know that the National Rifle Association will never, ever see or worry about Congress passing this. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. If we really think about it, it's easy to realize why this won't work. So, and the NRA has prevented other assault weapons bans, like the one that went down in 2004, from going through. But I still say what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, where 20 kids and 6 adults were killed, that has fixated us and it has transformed us. There are some Americans who are saying, you know, forget about it. Stricter gun laws need to be out there, and that may dissuade a few people. This one from Jail, listening to us in Mississippi, and he says, "Taking guns out of our hands and just completely walking them into the hands of those who would rob us, rape us, and kill us is absolutely asinine, Miss Kate. How can anyone who's clearly thinking about this think this is the right way to go? It's an emotional response to a seriously sad, horrible thing that happened." All right, so there we go. A bunch of people chiming in about guns. Here's another one from Lucky Larry, who says, "Oprah Winfrey landing the big scoop. Lance Armstrong, I wonder why he picked her to do the interview. Regardless, he breaks his silence on his lies. Lance Armstrong is, in fact, somebody who doped. Are you surprised by this? Are you sad by this? Or is it just a pure, raw emotion of disappointment?" The answer is I'm sad by it because he was so... He was the in-your-face guy about, I'm innocent. They've never caught me doping. He didn't even say that they caught me doping. They tested me a thousand times, and I never was tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs. So he would still be a great athlete. He would have overcome the odds by competing in the Tour de France, even especially the first time around. But then after that, all bets are off, and that's too bad because a lot of people really, really held Lance Armstrong up, and maybe that's part of the problem. We hold people up in this crazy light that just basks over them, pours over them, because they're a celebrity of some sort. And he was a celebrity without a doubt. But the fact that he went on her show, maybe he is thinking, I don't want to be a social pariah. I want to flip the page here. Who better to flip the page with than Oprah? Maybe it'll give me some credibility. And I'm probably going to break down. And he did. He was pretty emotional. He was crying several times when he was talking to her about what happened to him. The confession is a massive turn. I mean, massive turn. In a different direction, a stunning reversal. After years of public statements, interviews, court battles, he denied doping and protected his reputation. Now he's fessed up to it, so he's changing his reputation, is what Lance Armstrong is doing. Interesting, huh? And I think that, I don't know. I think some people will forgive Lance and others just won't. You can look at it this way. If everybody in the whole field, if everybody, I'm a racer and everybody in my field is doping and I'm not, am I going to beat them? If they're good at doing it, the answer is no. Why would he do the interview? I think he would do the interview to show true, authentic emotion and to get back into the good graces of somebody so that he can start doing something. Because he's not the guy who's going to sit around. So that admission was big. I mean, big. The fact that he did it. And what'll come out of it, I don't know. I mean, how many people have, you know, it's pick a lane, the forgiveness lane, and for some reason, whatever it is you did, you are forgiven eventually. And then the other lane of the people who really desperately want validation, want to be forgiven, and they get it. They get that forgiveness. They seem sincere. Which line he ends up in, I have no clue. I have no clue which one. I think this is one of those things where it could go either way, and the people around him probably advised him of it and said the pendulum could swing in either direction on this, either direction. Either people see his being choked up and admitting what happened as being phony, so it's status quo, or somebody reaches out to him, friends, advisors, that end up helping him turn a corner. And Winfrey says it was a no-holds-barred session. No-holds-barred. Testimony's got the report from the United States Doping Agency. Lots of material for questions. Lots of time to go through it. We're in a studio for that long. Sounds like painstakingly excruciating. He wanted it out there for some reason. And he knows that with $100 million, that pile is shrinking because everybody is suing him. Speaking of numbers, sadly, military suicides hit a record. That's where we're going to start. When we flip the page, so we can count. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We have that sad military story. We'll get to that in just a minute or two. But first, let's go to Scott in Alabama. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for the call. Scott, do you want to weigh in?
Sure. I just wanted to make a comment that my right, as guaranteed by the Constitution, are only up for vote with the three-quarters of the state weighing in. Not in Congress, not in the executive branch. Otherwise, it's treason.
You have a point. You have a point, which is why I don't believe we'll see that anything will pass in Congress. I think the NRA is right. Are you worried about it?
Worried, no. Concerned and watching, yeah.
Yeah.
Guns were left up to the states and the people for a reason, like most other things that the federal government has poking their nose into. And as far as your immunization goes, just because you get vaccinated, there's no guarantee you're going to be immunized.
True. You know that it takes at least 2 weeks, they say, for it to kick in, even, if it does.
And I don't trust them. because I've seen what they did with the kid shot. Taking one vaccination at a time in an effort to gain immunity is a good idea. But taking 6 or 8 or 10 at the same time with mercury or thimerosal in there is counterintuitive to me.
Yeah. You know, the kids with the whole egg thing, too, seriously, the reaction to a lot of people is, I can't do this anyway. What, are you kidding me? I work for this hospital, and I'm allergic, and you're trying to force it down my throat? How fair is that? I can't do it. So from all the other perspectives that made sense that you just said, Scott, the bottom line is for some people, they couldn't do it anyway. Thanks, Scott. Have a good one. 855-266-5283. I liked his answer. He said he wasn't worried, but he's being concerned. He's keeping an eye on what's happening, which means he's rational and he's watching and he's ready to rally if he has to. Because, you know, there's nothing better than a rally as far as contacting a senator or congressperson. That makes all the difference. You get 25 people, it becomes an issue for them. It's very hard to get 25 people, believe it or not, even though they might completely agree with you. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hello, Kate. I like the last caller. Yes, I did. He brought up good points.
He did bring up good points. I thought, too, with the flu shot, he was right. You know, there's no guarantee. And then, of course, what is in the shot, which is why the refusal for some healthcare people right. not to take it.
Right. And I had what they call a double flu shot. And let me tell you, it was the first time I've ever had a double one. I bet my left arm was disabled for about 3 weeks.
Oh.
And I had a lump you wouldn't believe. The pain was hideous. And I thought, what the heck is going on? And I've never had that problem before. And it might have been the double shot thing. Because of certain health conditions, it's highly recommended I take a flu shot. So I take one every year. And I don't worry about it, but I'll tell you the last one, whatever they've got in this new flu stuff, at least for me, was very painful.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's awful. Getting a bump and everything? Oof.
Oh, I accidentally hit my shoulder, my arm, against the door jamb, and you'd have thought I'd been stabbed.
Oh, that's awful. Oh, that's just hearing you talk about it is painful. Yes.
But he brought up the three-quarter of the states vote to trade. Excellent point. I didn't even think of that one. I'm usually thinking of all the stuff. Anyway, what I wanted to bring up was tearing down Sandy Hook is obscene.
Yeah, you agree with me.
Well, I do.
Why do you think? Here's just in a nutshell, Izzy. I'm going to let you. I'm not jumping on your lines. But the reason I said is because then you're taking that away from those children, all the people that have gone there in the past. And getting through it and going there and remembering and all the other stuff and just going one foot in front of the other, then the other side, I'm going to call it the other side. The other side wins. The bad guy wins.
Well, here's the deal. And I have to bring up this point finally. I've been putting it off. But you had Judith Barr on.
Yes.
And I went and I checked her out. And she appears like she's done a lot of work, but more of an esoteric type. Psychotherapist.
Right.
When I was in private practice, I was in behavioral disorders and what is called reality therapy. And when you want to tear down things, all you do is instill fear, more fear that, my God, we have to get rid of all signs of this. Why? But she brought up the point of the violence fix is what I want to address. And one of her examples was, and I so disagree with this, that everybody has violence in them. Everybody has to have a little violence fix. And that's a direct quote, a violence fix. And she said football was getting a violence fix. God, I'm sorry, Kate. Are you that violent that you are so into football? No, it made me very angry. It made
me I understand what you mean.
Angry. And I thought, wait a minute. That's a competitive sport. Yeah, once in a while fights break out. But you have to be aggressive when you compete, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. And football players are very aggressive. It does not mean that they are by nature a violent people. Or basketball or baseball or ice skate or anybody. And I disagree that everybody has to get their daily violence fixed. I thought that was abhorrent. I really did, and I want people to understand that, you know, there's anger inappropriate. There's anger that is appropriate. And it is appropriate to be angry about Sandy Hook. Is it appropriate to carry it so far that all you do is instill fear in kids? No, it's not. Kids are so resilient. They'll bounce back, and they will forget. To a certain degree, they just push it out of their mind because why? Their little minds are focused on the me, 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 today, fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really, really very angry about some of the comments. No, we cannot continue to belabor this. And the other part of this is, well, parents send their kids off to school every day with fear now. How about all of us parents who have their sons or daughters going off to Afghanistan or Iraq when Iraq was going full bore? The daily fear I lived, I can assure you, was absolutely horrendous. And every time I heard about Marines being shot down or being taken out, I was on my computer going to the Marine site or calling one of my recruiters, local, and asking them, can I get the list? They were really good to me because they knew I was ex-military and they knew all my family was in the military. I lived every day of my life, literally every day, panic-stricken because my son was a commander, my only son. And I thought, my God in heaven, I don't think people in America realize what other parents go through when their children go off to war.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. That's absolutely, you're 100% right.
There's a whole lot more to the fear issue and to these shootings. And by the way, the worst mass killing was in 1929. And since 1980, they have gone down. We have actually had a reduction in mass killings in this country, and has been so since 1980. And I advise people, or I recommend, I should say, look up James Allen Fox, a premier. He's a good candidate for a guest, too. He's a premier criminologist.
And he talks about the fact that if you go back and you look in history and dig around, you will absolutely see it.
Absolutely.
Izzy, thanks. With a fine-tooth comb, she had a fine-tooth comb out. And it's interesting her take on Judith Barr, who's a warm and fuzzy person and is, as she said, a psychotherapist who believes that there is that thing from childhood that's inside you, as many others do. But Izzy, I think, brings many good points to the table with kids, what they see and how resilient they are. I absolutely agree with that. Kids are resilient, and they find a way to get through, which is what the kids at Sandy Hook Elementary would do. By the way, the U.S. military suicides hit a record high of 349. Oh, my, oh, my.
Balance, harmony, mental alertness, physical well-being. If once you possess these qualities, but stress now weighs you down, you can get your mental edge back in a holistic approach with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Not a drug, Nootropic Mind Power is a lasting, proven natural supplement with 12 powerful ingredients in nutraceutical compounds and are non-GMO. Plus, it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power Cognitive Supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday today.